Hi, everybody. It is still June 2nd, 2020. The riots. What is it, 25 cities or more? Military operation. Okay. I was doing some, trying to find some information on Friends of Democracy. Ah, yes. A George Soros PAC. Well, no. His son, a super PAC that doesn't seem to spend much money giving to politicians. 2018, total contributions to federal candidates, zip, nada. Let's see, 2016, nothing. Wow. How about 2014? $6,000 to the House, zero to Republicans. I guess it's a Democratic PAC. All right. Let me just play a few minutes of this. I came across this video, and I'm playing it because I like this guy. Yeah, he's a Trump supporter. Don't know if he still is. This was back in 2018. But he is talking about riots that took place in Baltimore, and we got it going again, but just listen for a few minutes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Red Pill Ken, and you can find me here on YouTube, and hopefully down the line, you know, I'll be able to correspond with you again on Twitter. You know, we're fighting that as we speak. I wanted to bring to everyone's attention out there that there was a leaked document which shows a detailed plan to trigger nationwide civil unrest here in America. In 2015, of course, Barack Insane Obama was, you know, the president back then. And George Soros funded. I hear it's through his son. The name of the organization is called Friends of Democracy. Friends of Democracy. Totally 1984. Total backwards. Everything that they say, you have to think backwards in order to understand these people.
Just want to point out, his slip of the tongue, democracy, it sounded like he was going to say, like, a mockery. Which, well, it's a mockery, because this is not a democracy. Never was supposed to be a democracy, but even, you know, your understanding of democracy, even if it's just that, you know, street understanding of what a democracy is, it's a mockery. So, let's go on.
But with the person who they used to try to, you know, as a fulcrum to set things off was a gentleman by the name of Freddie Gray. Now, down the line, the police officer who was involved with the Freddie Gray case was found innocent. So you have to keep that in mind. But they used the Freddie Gray's murder to try to set off civil unrest here in Baltimore in 2015. And thank God for people like the Oath Keepers. The Oath Keepers are retired military men, retired policemen who have sworn to protect this country in case even our police officers fail us. And getting back to these riots that happened in Baltimore, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You have police officers who were paid off. And you see at a lot of these leftist events, you see that a lot of police officers stand back and they don't get involved because they're paid off. And you have the Baltimore mayor was complicit. Not only do you have the Baltimore mayor, but you also have the police, some of the police officers in Baltimore and in other lefty states where these agitators were getting together. And you also had the businesses, some of the businesses in Baltimore who were promised to get financially, whatever damage, occurred to their businesses, they were promised to that they get, financially taken care of. So the
All right, I will link below to everything. One of the reasons why I chose this is, I've been getting a lot of comments from trolls, that's for sure. Can't believe how many I'm getting. But also comments from, I guess, black Americans who claim that they speak for their people. Sorry, you don't. You don't. If you want to make those comments, what you're telling me is that every black person is exactly the same. You have no independent mind. You have no individuality. And, well, I know for a fact that that's not true. Okay? So, there's an awful lot of blacks who are Trump supporters, but you don't see that on mainstream media. Now, I wish you guys would come out and make tricks. Come out wherever you are, please come out. But everything that he said is true. Freddie Gray, Baltimore riots, what was it, 2015, 2018, 2016? I can't remember. And what was found then was this document. And it was sent to me by a subscriber. Who it's a it was on Twitter, and it said this was found, somewhere on the streets. These riots that we're having now, this is a 2016 document. This is from the Freddie Gray. It's either 2016, 2015. I don't know, but this was years ago. But this document sure does shed light on what now is taking place. And in this video, he does say, it was up to all of us that the riots didn't just springboard all over the place. But I really do believe that their timing was perfect for the COVID-19 and for these riots. You get a people so thoroughly demoralized, you can do anything to them. Anything to them. But the riots didn't, they certainly didn't erupt all over the country like they are now due to the George Floyd incident. The cops being paid off, the mayor telling the police to stand down. Oh, there is a lot of coordination between government officials, military, law enforcement, and Antifa, and Friends of Democracy. What we have now going on is it's getting bad. And governors have been calling in the National Guard, military in DC. And how much is this going to expand throughout the country? Boy, don't you wish that you could kind of speak reason to people? Well, they may very well get their martial law. Obama didn't, but Trump may. This document, a rioter accidentally dropped this. Oops. All right, this is a do and that may very well have been true, but somebody might have been carrying it to drop it purposefully. And no, this is 4/16. So I don't know if it's April the 16th or if it's April 2016. You guys tell me the Freddie Gray riot year. All right, I'm going to go over some of this document because I do believe that it's still true today, what is taking place, and this is not the entire document, but the military op that is taking place right now. Well, it becomes more clear every day. Yo, we got bricks. We got bricks in Manhattan. Placed there, and the construction, fencing or whatever, I absolutely do believe was just put up to fool people. The bricks that are being found all over the country, it's really, well, bricks or rocks. This is in LA. Seeing these everywhere. Okay, who could have done that? Who could place all of this? Do you think it was just a protester? No. Do you think it was just a rioter? No. This was placed by someone who is part of this op. Operation, an organized operation to spread chaos throughout the United States. Baltimore police have found mounds of bricks and bottles with potential accelerators in them. Police are currently sweeping the downtown area. Someone stashed a big stack of bricks around the corner from the Baltimore City Hall. Really? Bricks in front of stores? Well, bricks all over. Bricks in Dallas and Fayetteville, North Carolina. Well, let's see if I can come up with that being the first. Yes, it is. Okay.
Bruh, you got them bricks, bruh. You got them protesting. Shit crazy. Some random ass bricks, bruh. Ain't no construction.
That's right. Piles of bricks mysteriously sprouting up near riot hotspots all over the U.S. have journalists demanding answers. Well, I haven't seen any news clips with journalists demanding answers, but maybe, maybe. I'm passing this one because I posted that one already, but wow, Dallas. Woof. Dallas riot was pre-planned. Organizers were directing the crowd where to go. They had pallets of 100 bricks ready for rioters, yelling to the crowd, go left. There are 100 bricks on the corner over there. This wasn't random chaos. Pallets of bricks showing up in suburbs of Dallas today. In the city, picking up bricks. Frisco, Texas. Let's see. KC, that's Missouri. Stashes of bricks and rocks and around the plaza in Westport to be used during a riot. Kansas City. and let's see, downtown Dallas. The building this guy is standing next to is the Earl Cabell, I don't know, federal building in downtown Dallas. There are surveillance cameras all over the place, and there is zero chance they can't see who dropped off the bricks and when. It's not the bricks that you see very clearly, obviously. Bricks over here. And I think this is a brick truck, but I can't say for sure. This isn't what we are living, man. This is random ass bricks showing up. Guess who's bringing them to a place where there's no construction? This looks Dallas. I'm not sure. Bricks here, bricks there, North Carolina, New York. Not sure where that is. Just randomly placed. Oh, man. So, an apparent Antifa organizer caught on camera appearing to pay some kids to riot. This guy wearing black. Antifa wears black. So he definitely put something in the hand. Okay. They're being paid. We've got organizers out there recruiting people to cause a lot of damage, destruction, and violence. And they're being paid. White Antifa terrorist cowards hand out bricks to black rioters. A furious black woman throws the bricks back at them. Good. Good. Oh, people, can we just get rid of these people who don't give a shit about anything but their own little pockets? That's who Antifa is, and that's who Friends of Democracy are. They don't care about anyone or anything but how much money they can make. And they don't care about the ripple effect of their behavior. Well, I'd be right there with that woman screaming. Skinny jean wearing Antifa terrorist was co-opting the peaceful BLM protest. The Antifa terrorist is smashing sidewalk to make bricks to throw at cops. And watch how the BLM activists respond.
The white people, the white people, the fucking white people, the white people.
But you know, those arrested, we don't really know what happens to them, because a whole lot of law enforcement are involved in this. If they can't pay you off, then you may get beaten up or worse. So here, this woman, you know, look, there's a whole lot of people who think it's black people who are causing all of this, who are looting, and they don't seem to mention white people. Well, I'd say it's a 50-50, white, black, and the organizers behind the scenes, the friends of democracy, white. White. Just unbelievable. Look, you try to understand these people. I can't. I just can't. These are so, like, subhuman. I don't even have any words. All right, so, Baltimore riots. Evidence that Friends of Democracy funded and planned Baltimore riots. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read enough for you to get an understanding of, well, this document, and then think about everything that is taking place right now, because we've got, well, Freddie Gray, except it's a different name, going. So that document that I showed you has a clear set of guidelines and instructions written for paid protesters in Baltimore. You may recall large protests broke out in Baltimore after the April 15, 2015, death of Freddie Gray. Black Lives Matter organizing and rioting was funded by special interest groups, namely George Soros. And yes, Black Lives Matter got co-opted by George Soros. Does that mean everybody who belongs to Black Lives Matter knows that? No. No. And many are peaceful. Unfortunately, you get caught up, you know, in this craziness that it's very hard to say, okay, you're peaceful, but you're not. I mean, everybody gets, you're suspect, everybody who's out there. Ugh. And there are a lot of peaceful protesters. And there's a lot of people out there that are protecting their own cities and businesses. All right, so, yeah. Documents in question also seem to implicate someone with ties to U.S. intelligence or U.S. military. What you are about to read bears a striking resemblance to a military operation. And if you can't see that operation happening right now, with all of the bricks all over the place, with these Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And again, I don't know about Antifa. Antifa has just been a wildly violent group. And their instruction is to just shout down people and cause a lot of violence. You know, I've posted videos about the documents, Antifa documents, and, well, just shout everybody down, call them a white supremacist, call them a Nazi, so you don't get any kind of reasonable adult discussion. You can't debate. Black Lives Matter, I don't see it that way, but it's unfortunate that people are getting fired for saying all lives matter. And That's what I say. All lives matter. All lives matter. A whole lot of white people get killed off, beaten up savagely by cops. But we don't hear that on mainstream media because it doesn't fit their narrative, you know, for the race riots. And we don't even have a race riot going on. We just have complete and utter chaos and violence, random violence going on all over the place. But it's organized random violence. Organized. So, the first part of the document, and look, you can click on the link below and take a look at this yourself. But I just want to, in the interest of time, read a few things. So, Friends of Democracy, letterhead. As you can see, Friends of Democracy. Owned by none other than Jonathan Soros. You know, it's funny. Last night I was trying to do some research on Friends of Democracy, and I wanted to know how many children George Soros has. He has 5. The only name I came up with was Alexander. And this is the only article that I saw of Jonathan. The 3 others, I could not find any names for them. So, George is keeping his personal life out of mainstream media because he's, well, George Soros. So, there's a confidential level 7 tag on this document. Confidential level 7. And that certainly indicates that there's government intelligence involvement, or that someone with U.S. government confidentiality classifications. All right, this is a publication on U.S. government security classifications. You can click on it and you can bring it up, you know, but I just want to read what was written here. Confidential 7, mobilization plans. And certainly fits the description of what's happening. They sure have mobilized an awful lot of people to, well, get them to create a lot of violence, do a lot of looting, pay them. They've got their, what they call, and it's in the document, agitops, what is it? Hang on. Agitorgs. But, you know, when you read this document, it's amazing. General behavior. Do not congregate with other ops or auxiliary ops. Augs ops. In groups of more than 2. Do not make prolonged eye contact or speak with more than 2 other ops or auxiliary ops. If you must speak with other ops directly, then please do so via the 328BG comms communication. It's a throwaway phone. When not in crowds, keep hands out of pockets and keep them visible. Avoid being caught in open spaces. Stick close to other locals participating in the demonstration. Do not spend too much time on your phone. Use it sparingly. We're trusting you to act independently as much as possible. Navigate using only the approved protected corridors. Stick to your personality profile assignment, which will be explained in a second. And aggressiveness, agitorgs, those with the personality profile to go out and agitate AgitOrgs will update you before mobilization on signs and codes used to identify friendly law enforcements. And Baltimore, Washington area officials. Do not engage with them on any level that may be perceived as friendly. Allied law enforcements, LEs, have been instructed merely to not engage. They have not been told to assist. AgitOrgs will relay orders from nearby AOEC. I tried to get what that means, and I didn't spend an awful lot of time, but my hunch is that it's some kind of military, has to do with military or those who are coordinating, you know, the AOEC representatives, those who are involved. When it's best appropriate to escalate. So they're getting orders, you know, those on the ground, they're getting orders. Okay, escalate now. Remember, timing and assignment of escalators is determined by conditions on the ground, anti-intelligence from law enforcement, channeled through AOECs. If the determination has been made to escalate, specific instructions will be relayed via that phone. Only escalate per those instructions, if and when they come. And I don't know who these people are. HK. Approved practices. Well, you can. It's easier to read on this site. So, mobilization confidential 7 mobilization plans. Other things that stand out. This is what it says. The goal is to seize as much momentum as possible from current civil unrest in the Baltimore, Washington area. The mention of friendly officials, bought and paid for, law enforcement and government officials. Paid function, and they desperately want to keep that a secret because they write, do not, in bold, discuss the distribution or fulfillment of funds during the action. Quote, make sure to also get index from OSI. OSI stands for Open Society Institute, which has become Open Society Foundation, George Soros, perhaps. Tying George Soros and his seemingly philanthropic organization to military-like actions on U.S. soil, where the goal is to create civil unrest. George Soros has been operating all over the world, creating unrest. There's evidence. So why is it that we can't seem to get through to an awful lot of Americans about what is taking place? And these riots now are kind of filtering out all over the world. Okay, you guys in other countries, don't participate, please. This was the mobilization map in the document. AgitOrgs at each ACT point have specific departure times, must travel on designated routes. These routes have been guaranteed by friendly officials and law enforcement. For ops and auxiliary ops, demobilization times differ depending on conditions. Oh, this is what we are living. There's not going to be much that you're going to convince me that this is thoroughly organic. There are organic aspects to it, but it's carefully orchestrated, managed. Possible military, ex-military, or intelligence involvement. The term comms is military for communication. The 328BG is an LG track phone. And I guess that's how the military refers to their equipment by serial number. This is the legal page. Primary, secondary, third, fourth, ideal. Okay, AOEC has a well-established chain of command medics, and most importantly, they have been cleared to break the law and be violent. The officials in law enforcement issued protections to participants of the operation, allowing them to be violent. What can't money buy? Objectives of the operation, the primary, the secondary, the third, and ideal. Primary goals are to provoke hostile law enforcement and officials. By hostile, they mean the honest people that couldn't be bought, the honest cops that couldn't be bought. So you are to provoke them. Secondary and ideal objectives. The op is all about, quote, creating an environment where organic conflict can grow. They want to inspire organic actions across the nation, and they want martial law-like policies to be affected as the result. These goals are very important to keep in mind as we progress. Yeah, very important as we progress. Now we're at 2020, and look what's happening. How the paid rioters should act during the op, that's included in this document, including what types of violence can be used and when it is permitted. Hand-to-hand, closed fists may be used only below the neck and above the belt. Do you think they stick to that? Open hands may be used wherever. Kicking is not permitted unless provoked with no other recourse. Do not reach for law enforcement weapons or make any moves that could be misconstrued as reaching for their weapons. The props, well, some of those props, bricks. Do not bring anything to the demonstration. You may only engage in the use of props if other local demonstrators have already done so. Bottles, rocks, sticks, and other small blunt objects are permissible as long as the use of props has already occurred among other demonstrators. My hunch is that in a whole lot of places, they go for it anyway, and they start the violence. Hugely important sentence. A hugely important sentence is point of contact, D.A. Donnelly. And who is that? That's the treasurer of the George Soros PAC. Let's see. David Donnelly. It's not a D.A., district attorney. David Donnelly. Because David Donnelly, well, his name comes up regarding the funding, funds and distribution of payment. Instructed not to use any props during the op. Okay. Stick to your personality profile assignment. Well planned. And think about directors who have extras. And some are to flee, and some are to stay put, and some, well, that's what, they have their personalities, and they go about doing their acting job. Aggressiveness drives home how involved and corrupt law enforcement was and now is, document says, not to engage with friendly law enforcement as they have been instructed merely to not engage. They have not been told to assist. Also, something scary. Some local law enforcement were actually reporting to AOEC, according to the document, which means they are very much military. You know, they're getting their military orders. Also, the document says, remember timing and assignment of escalations and is to determine conditions on the ground. So they're getting orders from military funding. That's where Donnelly comes in. And the document also says in bold caps, do not report this income to anyone. Document claims that all payments have been coordinated with relevant tax authorities. Who could that be? Relevant tax authorities. It's either local, state, or federal. And accounting firms to make sure that all funding is distributed through appropriate channels to preserve OPSEC, an intelligence term for operational security. Baltimore riots 2015 left 113 police officers injured, 2 people shot, 1 fire victim in critical condition, 486 citizens arrested. Mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, was she compensated? Probably. Issued an order for police to stand down. The mayor of a major New York United States city tells law enforcement to stand down, allowing the rioting, the destruction of property, violence to reign supreme. And we see a lot of standing down taking place with the cops now. But CIA, 1953, Iran coup. CIA operative Kermit Roosevelt used this exact method to divide the people of Tehran, to give the appearance that the prime minister had lost control of the people. Roosevelt bought the media, spreading disinformation across Iran, stating that the prime minister was a communist. That's what we do. A biased media. And the illusion of civil unrest was enough for the coup to take root and eventually be successful in Iran. So, what we are living today, don't be surprised and be braced for that martial law that we've been talking about for a long time. Yeah. Alrighty. Be safe, everyone. All links are below.